Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday, September 30th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about prospering in uncertain times. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. I'm here now. I'm back to a normal schedule, so call to get on my schedule at 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, are easy-to-use, color-coded calendars. They show you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. And it also shows those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today is the fall equinox, or the first day of autumn. This is when the sun enters the sign of Libra, and it's the second point in the year when there's an equal amount of day and night. And with the sun in the sign of Libra, this is also a major balance point in other ways, too. This chart for this moment in time gives a good indication of what we can expect for the fall season. Now, this fall shows plenty of power issues along with unexpected financial surprises. A lot of activity is occurring very quickly. Now, one of these financial surprises is likely to be that the euro is crashing or perhaps getting a complete makeover. 60 years of effort to give Europe a common trading currency is about to be crippled or crushed if Lloyd's of London is correct. They've taken all their money out of all European banks. Now, there are also new inventions and breakthroughs that could change the game. This is shown by the cycle of Mars trine Uranus. These breakthroughs could come easily and or be implemented very quickly. There's also plenty of emotional support for these breakthroughs. So take advantage of these unusual ideas and use them well. The cycle peaks today and it stays in range through October 3rd. Now, leaders appear to be energized and ready to take action, even radical actions. This is shown by the cycles of the Sun sextile Mars, Sun trine the midheaven, Sun square Pluto, and Sun opposite Uranus. If you're a leader in your work arena, home, or organization, note that you can either take a path of great resistance or an easy path with a breakthrough, so be sure you choose well. In addition, from September 23rd through October 10th, we're in the sixth night of the ninth underworld of the Mayan calendar. This is a period of integration, a time when things that do not support unity consciousness are changing, leaving, disintegrating, and morphing into something new. We're preparing for the final stage of creating unity consciousness, which will occur October 11th through October 28th. And that is, of course, this year, next month. Also, beginning on September 23rd, peaking on September 29th, and staying in range through October 5th, we have a cycle that's commonly associated with scarcity or not enough money. This is the cycle of Venus conjunct Saturn. And, of course, we're seeing the debt issues plentiful at this time. This time, though, it's a bit different since both these planets are in top form. Venus is in rulership in Libra, and Saturn is in exaltation in Libra. Essentially, this suggests two major probabilities. And one is that very long-term business and personal relationships are getting started at this time. These partnerships are excellent, and they're based on a clear understanding of what responsibilities each person or organization has to the relationship. There's also a very strong and enduring bond in this relationship, one that can weather tough storms and still come out on top. The second probability is that very good managers, yes, the best of the best, are doing what they can to conserve resources so there will be enough for later. This may include storing supplies that will be needed later in case of an emergency. It could also include the opposite, letting go of inventory items or closets stuffed with things you don't use, wear, or need in order to better use those resources. So if you still need to let go of things you don't use or love, this is a great time to do it. Now, the new moon on Tuesday, September 27th, indicates the beginning of some intense and rapid changes. So keep in mind that October 28th is at least the theoretical end of the Mayan calendar as proposed by Carl Kalman. So we're already in a period of change occurring with exponential acceleration. These intense changes for this new moon are likely to start behind the scenes. However, it won't take long for them to be seen. Someone will spill the beans pretty quickly. Congress appears to still be embroiled in major power issues, and this is shown by the cycles of the Sun, Moon, and Mercury, all conjunct, all square Pluto, opposite Uranus and sextile Mars. The best solution, though, is via a breakthrough, as shown with the Mars trine Uranus cycle. Now, this could be using new technology or new ideas to break through the power issues. If you're caught in a power struggle, walk away and look for a radically new solution. This new moon also shows that we're attempting to do too much with too little time, money, and energy. This is the cycle of Mars square Jupiter. However, there are fortunate actions that can be taken now which will further your best interests downstream. In order to be successful, though, you must stay focused on that one project and say no to everything else. Yes, truly, if you attempt to do more, you'll encounter the straw that broke the camel's back. So be wise and stay focused instead. Mars square Jupiter comes into range on September 23rd today, peaks on October 2nd, and stays in range through October 13th. Now, in addition to all that, we're also in the process of transforming and changing our thought patterns in a very big way. This is Mercury opposite Uranus and square Pluto. And although we're often unaware of this, it's our thought patterns which often prevent solutions from coming to us easily. So if we're focused on something being too hard or that we're unable to do something, we simply cannot have a breakthrough to get to the solution. However, if we can let go of those old thoughts and engage in something new, we're very likely to have a breakthrough that will lead us to new solutions. These cycles come into range on September 25th. They peak on September 27th when the moon is also in the mix, and they stay in range through September 30th. That's for Mercury opposite Uranus, and in range through October 1st for Mercury square Pluto. These cycles often result in flashes of intuition, which suddenly provide the perfect solution. They're also great for examining deeper motivations, which are frequently the real reason why the solution hasn't appeared already. The combination of the Sun and Moon, square Pluto, and opposite Uranus suggests that revolutionary energies are afoot. And, of course, we have these with us for a long time. They're just more accentuated, shall we say, during this new moon. Plus, remember to be prepared for Earth changes of all types at any time. That's very important, and I've encouraged you to do that for some time now. Anyone can have Earth changes or large regional power outages at any time. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Monday, September 26th, we have a very long timeout. In the Pacific time zone, it starts at 8:52 a.m. and lasts through 9:52 p.m. And in the Eastern time zone, it starts at 11:52 a.m. and lasts until 12:52 a.m. the next day. So get a guide so you know when these timeouts occur, because nothing comes of actions taken during a timeout. Clean up or finish up instead. Don't make important actions, take important actions, or make important decisions during timeouts. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's www.askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I'm going to answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. Is that right, Benny?
Actually, we have a line for maybe one more, so keep calling in, and I'll try to get to you as quick as we can.
Okay, so we have room for one more caller. Okay, great. So, in that case, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. Remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. That'll give you a roadmap to co-create your life or business with the universe. Okay, Benny, who's our first caller?
All right, let's take Paula. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's almost at a crossroads. Not quite, but getting there. And she's looking for some direction, maybe up until that point or just slightly after. We'll see where her story leads her. But she was born, June 22nd of 1960 at 10:44 p.m. in Sacramento, California. So, Paula, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
So, tell me a little bit about this crossroads.
Well, I'm fortunate in that I've been pursuing higher education, and I'm about to graduate. And so in my professional life, I have three very good ways in which I could go and take what I've learned or just build on what I've learned in the past. And then also in my personal life, it appears that I'm also facing at, you know, what type of future am I going to have personally? And it's just ironic that both the personal and the professional have kind of, I have a feeling I'm going to be having to make a decision and kind of commit to a path. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just going to be kind of not concentrating on any one thing and so therefore not doing the thing I ought to be doing.
So what are your three options for making a living?
Well, I'm in a professional writer, and I can either go and I work in a technology company, so I can either go and do more in-depth work on kind of usability and user experience, or I can stay and kind of completely go towards more just writing and communication in technical ways, or I can follow a dream that I have about possibly becoming an author. I have one book published way back years, and it's always something I wanted to do, but obviously it's the riskier option, but the one that fulfills me the most.
I see. And what's the personal choice?
Well, the personal choice is that I can either become the world's greatest auntie or maybe take a chance on romance again, which is something I haven't done in a very long time.
Ah. So is there a guy in the picture?
There isn't. But I think that maybe being open to it first is something that needs to take place before I actually meet somebody. I'm not wholehearted about it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So there's two big questions. In the time that we have, let's look at first your possibility for being a writer. It looks to me like you have probably been a writer in past lives. So it's something that comes sort of instinctively or intuitively to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost a, how would we say, it's almost something that you could do with your hands tied behind your back and blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've done it before, and you know how to do it, and you've already done it this lifetime. You already have a book published, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so you know how to do it. And so it's a question of whether or not you want to get some what I would call new growth. You see?
Okay.
And so you may consider whether or not you want to pursue some of the other options to start and see if they will provide you with some new growth while you keep your writing sort of what I call in your back pocket and mm-hmm. work on those projects as time allows you to.
Okay.
You know, because it gives you, because you already know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be an author. You already know how to do that. So you can always pull that out of your back pocket and send out a novel or a book or whatever an article to get published or whatever and get that done fairly easily, you see, while mm-hmm. you may be pursuing some other possibilities that would bring you a little more growth than what perhaps doing the same thing over and over again would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but you certainly have the ability to be an author, so that's not a definitely not challenging in the sense that you know you've already been down that path in previous mm-hmm. times. So now, is there a particular advantage to either one of those of the other two paths? What would the advantages be to those other two paths for you?
Well, it's more security. I guess it'd be more of a guarantee of being able to kind of succeed in these uncertain economic times.
But is there something you would learn from doing those that would be different for you? That would give you something that you don't know about but would like to learn about?
Yes, in both cases. Either option, I could learn new things that would greatly benefit me.
Okay. That's where I would focus. Yeah, I would, mm-hmm. I would, you know, go off and investigate whatever seems to provide the most growth. And,
okay.
And I would see, you know, because you can investigate both types of options and just see which one is feeling where you're the most energized.
Okay.
You see, like when you think about being
yeah.
in that position, which one do you feel most energized by?
Right,
you know,
okay.
You can certainly be an author, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it won't have for you the same amount of it won't have for you the same amount of growth.
Right.
That you've had in previous times. Now,
okay.
That you could get from the other two options. And the only other possible challenge to being an author is that you may get somewhat, I call, off track a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful in your chart not to do what I would call a skipped step, meaning where you try to leap forward without completing something from the past.
Okay. Okay.
Does it sound like a...
That does resonate.
Okay. So you might not yet be ready for your next book, too. I don't know where you are in that process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a possibility that you may need some more experience out in the real world before you're ready for your next book.
Okay.
Okay. Does that
help? Thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
It does.
Okay. All right. You take care.
All right. Thanks very much, Paula, for calling in. And Madeline, we do have another caller waiting. If you'd like to take it, we have a couple minutes. It's up to you.
All right. Let's try it.
All right. Let's take Jeremy. Jeremy, it's going to be a quick one, but he's calling in from Alberta, Canada, and he's just recently made a huge change, and he wants to know if it was the right one. And Madeline, his birth information is August 11th of 73.
Okay.
I know you got to type it in there.
Got
so,
it.
All right. At 6 a.m.?
6. A.M.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Early,
okay.
Early baby, and he was born at Williams Lake, B.C., in British Columbia.
Williams Lake, B.C.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, we're going to have to make it pretty quick, but what's this big or huge change that you're going through?
Hey, you know what? I've been in search mode for a career that's going to advance where I am, and I was very fortunate, given an opportunity. My question isn't so much with the specific career, because my gut feel, I feel like this is the best thing right now. The problem that I, and if this is even a problem, I'm not even sure if it might even be an opportunity, is with the current relationships that I have with that, because what it means is a huge move.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on my own in that new place. My long-term relationship that I was in and sort of quasi is still in.
Okay.
We don't know what that's going to do.
Okay.
And,
let's go from there. I hate to cut you off. Madeline, what do you see for him? What do you see for Jeremy?
Well, it looks like you're going through a little bit of a revolutionary time period here. And so you could. Are you moving a long ways away?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be.
You know, I'm hearing the music, and I'm realizing I'm out of time. Call me, Jeremy, and I can do a consultation for you. 877-524-8300. Okay, now, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Next, stay tuned for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week, mineral-rich teas. Make up a pot of mineral-rich herbs and sip through the day to boost hydration and your mineral intake. Some mineral-rich herbs include nettle leaf, raspberry, dandelion leaf, oat straw, alfalfa, and peppermint. Maximize the mineral content of your tea by steeping the herbs in hot water overnight. Minerals in this form can increase metabolism, alkalinity, and hydration. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.